the effort was good. Already has a couple of runs over distance in her legs, this preparation. She's got a reasonable enough draw. She gets in on the minimum. Three, he's pretty cool. Wasn't far away at Hawkesbury last time. You know, a class two behind Grand Soleil. You would think this is probably a little bit easier. And two, Outer Space is just racing so well this preparation. Winner at Wellington, two starts back, and then was placed behind Griffin's Gaze at Dubbo last time. Has been placed at this track previously. 1, 7, 3, and 2 in the lucky last out of Canamble.
So 1, 7, 3, 2 there. What did you make the best, Mick?
I've got two best bets on the card. Race 4, number 8, Charm Princess. I've got a feeling that she's well above average, and I do think she can get away with this event today and break the duck. And race 5, number 6, Tokyo Bullet, is a black booker that we marked down from the last Dubbo meeting. So just repeating, race 4, number 8, Charm Princess, and race 5, number 6, Tokyo Bullet.
Thanks very much, Mick. Enjoy your afternoon.
Good on you, Simon. Thank you.
It's 10:30. I'll take a break, and then Andrew Bensley will join me for this morning's edition of Pacing Rewind.
Watch them fly before you buy at the Magic Millions Gold Coast 2-year-olds in training sale. Last year's sale has already produced 38 individual winners, including stakes winners. It's the number one breeze-up style option in Australasia for strike rate success. See the youngsters gallop before bidding at the Magic Millions 2-year-olds in training sale, followed by the Spring Thoroughbred sale. October 9 on the Gold Coast. Catalogue, video and more at magicmillions.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
The Tab Everest Climber is back. To celebrate the world's richest race on turf, Tab are giving you the chance to be involved in Everest Runner in her time. Simply log in and climb to the top of the Everest on the Tab app. If you're drawn and in her time wins the Everest, you'll take home $100,000. The Tab Everest, 13th of October at Royal Randwick. Log into your Tab app today. Tab account customers only, terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. New South Wales permit number LTPS 1828059. ACT permit number ACTTP 1801781. Gamble responsibly.
Tuesday mornings at 10:30 on the pace with Greg Hayes.
At 28 minutes to 11, Andrew Bensley joins me to take a look at harness racing. Andrew, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning to you, Simon. Fred's having a week off, so here we are with Pacing Rewind, and really all eyes are on Victoria, because next Saturday night it's the Victoria Cup, and we had horses run at Melton down in Victoria last night, and also we had the Paul Fitzpatrick free-for-all last night at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. It was a Group 3. Kevin Posito had Major Dan back. He had Tiger Tara back, and we had Steve Turnbull's horse, Joe Star of Mia, and the Tritons had a couple in the race. So it was a build-up to the Victoria Cup. Let's have a listen to it. Simon, last night's Paul Fitzpatrick free-for-all.
Third split was 27-2. Major Dan's a comfortable leader. Shrug off Joe Star Amir, Village Witch and Tiger Tara run on. Major Dan a mile in front with 100 left to run. Trying hard, Joe Star Amir, Tiger Tara, Village Witch late, but too good. Just ran them into the ground. Major Dan off the Victoria he goes. Tiger Tara got up for second. Good late. Village Witch third, Joe Star Amir four.
Okay, so that was Mitch Manners calling the Group 3 Paul Fitzpatrick free-for-all last night. Major Dan getting the money from Tiger Tara and Village Witch, and Major Dan's trainer joins us now, Kevin Pizzuto. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Kevin. Well done last night. Major Dan winning and Tiger Tara probably equally as impressive from where it was to run second.
Yeah, no, Tiger went massive, so did Major. He was first up from a bit of a spell. And they both went massive. Very happy.
Major Dan had to do some work early, but by gee, for a first-up run and to run the times that it did, mile rating 149.2, Major Dan was ready to go, Kev.
Yeah, nah, he's a nice horse. I've always said he's got the ability to win a miracle mile, so he is a true miler, so we'll see how he goes in the future.
Okay, so, was obviously it was the intention from Chris Gehry last night to really get across, use that speed that the horse has got.
Yeah, that was the instructions, and he got the lead pretty easy, very fast. He started to get used to him a little bit. He's only had two drives on him, and he drove him well.
Yeah. So how's he come through this morning, given that was his first up run?
No, he pulled up massive, licked the bowl. He actually finished his breakfast before I fed up. So
he's had a second dose, has he? Tiger Tara, as I say, finished second. Kevin really powered to the line. Todd McCarthy originally sort of looked to go forward, and there was a bit of traffic in front of him.
Yeah, no, Todd drove perfect. He seen Amanda go in there. She wouldn't have handed up the death, so he looked after him, and that was all good. He pulled up massive, and he drove him perfect. Yeah, I love it. He hit the line real hard.
Didn't he hit it hard out wide?
Yeah.
What's the plan? Is it both to Victoria for the Cup this Saturday?
Yeah, no, definitely. Just got to get a good draw now.
That's the key. But, I mean, Major Dan being first up, this has always been the target, these races, and you're really aiming towards a miracle mile, aren't you?
Yeah, with Major Dan, yes. Tiger Tar, he's got his aim was the New Zealand Cup. I've always wanted to win that, and he's always to win it.
Okay, so you go Vic Cup and then across to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you keen to get a run or two before the New Zealand Cup?
Yeah, we'll just play it by ear and see how he travels, because he is 8 year old, but he's this preparation, he's just had a bad preparation, has been in an accident, so he's done a massive job.
You got to nurture good horses, and you've been able to do that with Tiger Tara particularly. He's, you know, it's a new crop of sort of Group 1 horses right now, Kev, isn't it?
Yeah, no, there's some nice horses out there.
Who do you...
The best.
Do you think Chicago Bull's the one to beat, you know, prior to a draw next Saturday night?
Yeah, if we get a better draw than him, he'll... Tiger will be hard to beat, or if he gets a better draw than us. There could be anyone's race up there.
Yeah, I understand. And will Chris and Todd drive them next Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like you've mapped it out and it's gone well last night. You just wanted to continue on.
Yeah, for sure.
Good on you, Kev. Well done last night. Just wanted to get an update on how they were this morning. Major Dan was really strong, and Tiger Tara, that last couple of 100 metres, was really impressive. Good luck with the week ahead and the travels down to Melbourne.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thanks, Kev. Kevin Pesuto there, the trainer of both Major Dan and Tiger Tara. And, I mean, Major Dan won by 5 metres, but their first sectional last night was 26, second sectional 28-1. Then you went to 27-2 and 27-9. And the 27-9, Major Dan was leading and controlling and winning. But Tiger Tara was out wide, Simon, and really finishing off really strongly heading towards next week.
Yeah, he's a real bulldog, isn't he?
He is. As I said to Kev there, Todd wanted, I think, at one stage to go forward, and there was a bit of traffic. Shannon's A Blast was coming back. He was trapped three wide, so he would have had to have made a run four wide to get anywhere, and he decided to stay back and really powered to the line.
So Lazarus, Andrew, am I right? He's just run in the last hour or two and been beaten by McQuicken?
Yeah, look, he ran a few hours ago. Adam Hamilton was up bright and early this morning, and when he joins us in a tick, he'll be able to give us a bit more. But, yeah, it seems to be a clash of these two horses, Simon.
Yeah, and Adam's on the line now. Adam, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon, Andrew. Great to be on with you guys. And, yeah, it was all over Lazarus this morning. He was beaten, but in the words of Jimmy Tactor, his Hall of Fame trainer, who actually joined Greg Hayes on Sky Racing's coverage soon after the race, he was in awe of the horse's performance. Never been prouder of a horse. He just couldn't get on the track. Unlike some of his runs, he didn't get off the gate as well as they would have liked today. He was stuck one horse off the fence as they ran the second fastest mile in pacing history. Mm. So he never found the marker pegs at any stage. And McWicket had a beautiful run on the marker pegs. McWicket got out into a lovely trail into the race coming to the home turn. Lazarus got onto McWicket's back, but he covered the extra ground. In Tactor's terms, he covered an extra four lengths being off the marker pegs as he had. But in a great show of tenacity, he got within about a long neck to half a length of McWicket, and they went 146.4, the only faster mile ever run was at the same track, the Red Mile in Kentucky, 146 flat, by Always Be Mickey, who was trained by Tactor. And in the words of Jimmy Tactor, you can't break the record when you do the work Lazarus did. Big chance he backs up next Saturday at Yonkers in a 2,000 metre race again against McWicket. But, you know, largely really, really positive feedback to him. And I think any, you know, some people on social media, I think, probably have unrealistic expectations that he's just going to win everything he's in. He's taking on the world's best pacers now. They're running unbelievable times. And most of the races, or all of them so far, have been over a mile. And we know that he's probably at his best when he gets even further, guys.
And, Adam, this McWicket is obviously a very, very good horse. This is becoming the most interesting part of Lazarus's career, his clashes with McWicket.
It certainly is, Simon. Yeah, obviously, Lazarus won round one against McWicket. McWicket got revenge in the Canadian Derby. Lazarus bounced back to beat him in the Indiana Derby. And then McWicket levelled up 2-2 at the Red Mile earlier today. So at this stage, it looks like just two more races this campaign for Lazarus, and possibly only two more races in his entire career with Breeding Barn beckoning. And that will be Yonkers next week. But Jimmy Tactor wanted to sleep on that because he said the horse did have a very, very hard run today. And obviously at the end of this month is the Breeders' Crown open class pace, and McWicket will be there, Lazarus will be, and that's their miracle mile or Inter Dominion, if you like, the Breeders' Crown. So they could well clash in their two remaining runs of the season.
No, well, hopefully next time, Adam, Yannick will get a chance to pull the T-shirt cannon out of the boot and warm it up.
There's a lot of theatre around him, isn't it? Tailor-made stallion to own Lazarus these days. They're a big, glitzy, glamorous organisation, and yeah, they've had a lot of a flair to it. And they did pay about $4.5 million to get him over, and he certainly hasn't let them down so far. But got so much to look forward to on the home front. Heard the end of your wrap-up there with Andrew about Menangle last night. Great to see Tiger Tara savaging the line late and showing his best form, Andrew. And Major Dan was really good. And suddenly, this Victoria Cup, which was looking a bit thin and pale, and in the eyes of some could potentially have been just a, you know, a turn up and win type race for Chicago Bull. It's got a lot more of a heartbeat after Menangle, and also the Melton race last night where Rapper's Delight dug deep to win, but Shadow Sachs was terrific first up, and Amaretto will be fitter for that run as well. So barrier draws, oh so important, and they'll be held at a luncheon in Melbourne on Tuesday. If Chicago Bull draws well, he'll be a totally dominant favourite. I mean, he's won now 12 of his last 13 in WA and was only narrowly beaten in the other. But if he draws poorly, as you know more than anyone, Andrew, having your stable of stars racing in big races at Melton, the barrier draws are massive levelers.
Yeah,
well, depending on where he draws, he could be. If he draws to be a certain leader, he could be $1.40. If he draws awfully, he might be $3.50.
I know Gary Hall Senior watched those races last night because I texted him and I said, "What are you thinking right now?" And he says, "Well, the draw's everything." He said, "I think Rapper's Dream, Rapper's Delight, if it draws well, is probably the one for us to beat." But he seemed to be more concerned about the distance of the race, that he was concerned by 2,200 of the Vic Cup, thinking that the race should be run longer.
Yeah, look, a lot of people feel the same. I mean, traditionally, it was a, you know, closer to 2,400-metre race, but it's either 2,200 or 2,700 around Melton. So, but 2,200 is more like a sprint race around Melton, and that's why it makes the barrier draws harder. But yeah, it's going to be really interesting, the draw. And then we have this, you know, fascinating Victoria Cup. And then in the case of Tiger Tara and Chicago Bull, well, it's not a lead-up race because it's a key race itself, but it is a stepping stone towards the New Zealand Cup. And now that Lazarus is no longer there, there's no standout horse in New Zealand, and there's never been a better chance for an Aussie to go over and, you know, do what Arden Rooney did a few years ago and actually beat the Kiwis in the New Zealand Cup. In fact, Chicago Bull is favourite to win that New Zealand Cup on the second Tuesday in November, and he's booked to fly out on the Thursday after the Victoria Cup. He'll have one lead-up race in Auckland because he goes there via Auckland and then into the New Zealand Cup. And Tiger Tara, Kevin Bizzuto's looking, he's definitely going to the New Zealand Cup, but he's just weighing up whether he does his lead-up racing here, all of it, and makes a hit-and-run raid, or whether he tries to find a lead-up race over in New Zealand before going into the New Zealand Cup. We'll actually have three Aussies in it because Alleluia from Queensland, who, look, he'd need to improve, but connections, I've always dreamt, Greg Mitchell's always dreamt of having a New Zealand Cup winner, runner, and he sees this as the opportunity with the stocks a bit thin. The lead-up races in New Zealand have been boring affairs, stop-start races, nothing stands out. They're always hard to beat at home, but there's nothing to be afraid of in what we've seen in the New Zealand lead-up races.
And, Adam, is the reason why the Victoria Cup, now we have it in October, because of the New Zealand Cup, they wanted to have it as a lead-up for that race?
I think it's a part of the equation, Simon, but the other thing is that the feeling was that it's just too congested, the calendar, around that sort of January, February, March time slot, because to have the Victoria Cup, the Hunter Cup, the must-compete-in lead-up sprints if you want to run in the Miracle Mile, and then the Miracle Mile itself, we were finding that, you know, for horses to get through a Victoria Cup, a week later a Hunter Cup, 2 weeks later lead-up sprints to the Miracle Mile and then the Miracle Mile, it was just too hard on the horses. So HRV decided to peel the Victoria Cup out of that part of the calendar and create a mini spike, if you like, and also try and add some other code flavour to what's a massive time in racing.
I was going to say that. Yeah, Magic Caulfield Guineas Day, Everest Day on the Saturday afternoon, and then the Victoria Cup Saturday night. It'll be a ripping weekend.
Yeah, well, I remember last year, obviously, the first time the Everest was run, there was this whole debate over, you know, what impact a race like the Everest would have on turnover around Australia, and betting turnover on all codes was through the roof last year because, you know, I think we created a mega racing day where anyone who followed racing of any code got involved, from the Gallops, magnificent Caulfield Guineas card, fantastic Everest day, and then it rolled on into the greys and the harness at night as well. And of course, as part of the carnival down in Melbourne, they obviously have the Melbourne Cup of Greyhounds coming off the back of that spring carnival as well.
Yeah. We've only got a minute here before they go and talk the million-dollar chase with Tim Newbold and Mick Cowley. But just on the Victoria Cup, the market is there. Chicago Bull at 270 with Tab Fixed Odds. Shadow Sacks at 650. Rapper's Delight at 8. My Alpha Rock at 9, along with Ultimate Machete. And last night, winner Major Dan is at 14 and Adam Tiger Tara is at $15 right now.
Yeah, well, he represents value, Tiger Tara. I'm not sure why Chicago Bull would firm after last night. I think $3 is a fair quote because the draw is so important. And Ultimate Machete, he's not coming, so you can put the pen through him in that market there. But bring it on. Barrier draw is going to be fascinating on Tuesday. Got some great trotters in action as well in the Bill Collins Tornado Valley back. Mary Law as well, as they prepare for the return of the trotters in a Dominion. So it's a really exciting time in harness. But as you mentioned, what a sensational time it is in the doggies as well, as we count down to this massive new race, and what a great innovation this is for New South Wales greyhound racing.
It is for sure. Adam, thanks for your time. We'll get all the latest again Tuesday morning, 10:30, with Greg Hayes on the pace. Have a good week.
Good on you, fellas. Cheers.
Adam Hamilton there, lover of harness racing. You can hear that in his voice. And as I say, Hazy will have a lot more on Tuesday morning at 10:30. Simon?
Good stuff, Andrew. It's always good to chat to Adam, isn't it?
It is. His knowledge is very much to the fore in harness racing. He watches it all and he knows what's happening. So that was good info.
I've always said they've got a great brotherhood, those harness guys. They really do. I'm jealous of them.
You've got some brotherhoods, mate. Don't worry about that.
Thanks, Andrew. You enjoy your Sunday and we'll catch you again in the near future. Freddie,
no
back
worries.
Next week?
Yeah, Fred's back next week.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Simon.
Now, it's 11 minutes to 11. We've got Chasing Rewind coming up in just a moment.
Join us in Perth this November for world-class racing at Ascot like never before. The Tab Touch Masters. With a million-dollar Group 1 race on 3 consecutive Saturdays, starting with the Kieran Railway Stakes.
Right shot, Black Harbour.
By the Crown Perth Winterbottom Stakes.
And the Winterbottom's all over. Fedora beats Fury.
Finishing with the Magic Millions Kingston Town Classic. For tickets and Crown Perth accommodation. aviation deals, visit perthracing.com.au.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world.
But Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
We'll chat about greyhound racing now. Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales will join me in around 5 minutes. But first of all, Tim Newbold has a wrap from the action at Wentworth Park last night. Tim, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Another crackerjack meeting at headquarters last night, and the final four qualifiers of the Million Dollar Chase highlighted the card. Over the past fortnight, we've seen the Victorians travel up and return home, having won each of the 10 city qualifiers. But we fought back somewhat last night, with New South Wales Greyhounds claiming two of the four heats. The opening qualifier was won by the enigmatic Mystic Ride for Jody and Peter Lagoviani, who are based out of Richmond, or Londonderry, I should say. Mystic Ride, she can be a little hit and miss at times, but she was hit last night. She was outstanding. She led pretty much all of the way, running a flying 29.59. She went into the first turn with the favourite Drink Schooners. She took over at that point, and then she just let go down the back straight, set up a big margin, and she was just way too good at the end. And she ran the 29.59, which was the quickest of all times recorded at Wentworth Park last night. It was a really dominant performance, and if she turns up in best form come semi-final time on Friday night, she is in this series right up to her ears. Mystic Ride taking out the opening heat of the Million Dollar Chase last night. Now, heat number two was won in really good fashion by a Victorian named Oakvale Warrior for Jeff Britton. He began well. He took control on settling down. Aston Duke, the race favourite, was really putting on the pressure in the mid part, but he was holding him over the latter part of the race. He ran 29.91. He's a greyhound who was debuting at Whitworth Park last night, so he'll be improved by the look around the track. And with his box manners and early speed, he'll be right in the semi-finals on this coming Friday night. Now, heat number three, that went the way of greyhound number seven, which was Slingshot Whipper for Robbie Britton. He's another greyhound who fired out of the machine, and he rushed to the early lead, and he just ran his rivals into the ground. He ran 29.73, leading all of the way. He had a run at Whitworth Park the week prior, and he did have excuses. He finished down the track, but he really bounced back last night. It was a really good performance, and if he does turn up and showed the speed which he did last night, he's a real contender in the series as well. Mossimo Bale, who's a group performer, he was gallant in finishing second. He goes through to the semi-finals as well. And the final heat was won by one of the roughies of the evening in greyhound number eight, Off the Leash, for Amanda Brunton. He went into the race around the 25-1 mark. He began well from his wide alley. He got into second position through the first turn, and then he just went straight past the Victorian Dinah Harper down the back straight, pinched a margin, and he was really good to the line, winning in 30.06. I think he'll take a stack of benefit out of that run. He was only third up last night from a bit of a break, so he will strip fitter for that run Off the Leash, taking out the final heat of the Million Dollar Chase, and he goes into Friday night's semi-finals. So he's a New South Wales greyhound, so I'm sure he'll really run ahead if he can draw an easier semi-final. Well, he's another with plenty of early dash. He'll put himself into the firing line through the first turn Off the Leash after that performance last night. As I said, I think he'll strip a lot fitter after the run. Other notable performances last night, race number three on the program. It was a ripping race over the 720 metres, basically a precursor to the Sydney Cup, which is being run on Friday night as well, or the heats of the Sydney Cup. And Poco de Runo, she maintained her unbeaten record here at Whitworth Park over the 720 metres. She led all of the way in 41.75. She was too good for her kennel mate and litter sister, Veloce Nero. She was gallant in finishing second, and the up-and-comer Taken King, his performance to finish third was really good as well. So that was a really competitive race, and all of those greyhounds will contest the Sydney Cup heats on Saturday night. On Friday night, it was a ripping meeting at Whitworth Park last night with the final Sydney qualifiers for the $1 million chase, and that precursor to the Sydney Cup. All our attention does turn to Friday night with the semi-finals, and I'm sure Mick Cowley has got more on what is happening on the night and anything else involved with the $1 million chase series.
Good on you, Timmy. Timmy with the wrap from Wentworth Park last night, and Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales joins us. Mick, good morning to you.
Hello, Simon. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. How's the week been?
It's been a busy one. They're all busy at the moment with this $1 million race. It's certainly heating up, and we're only a couple of weeks off now, Simon.
Okay, now first of all, we'll touch on the qualifiers for the $1 million chase shortly, but first of all, Mick, we've had heats of the Adelaide Cup on in South Australia.
Mate, there were heats on Thursday night. The final, that's a Group 1 race. It's obviously on next Friday night, same night as the $1 million chase semi-finals. There were some handy performers, particularly the fastest qualifier. That was a local dog, Fabwick. Perhaps we can have a quick listen to that, Simon.
Yep, let's take in the replay.
Racing, Aston Cometto slow. Fabwick won the start, a length away second, Bogey Bullet. Now, Aston Cometto's driving hard here. Got into a little bit of bother, though. He's back to fourth, going to third. Why that? Aston Cometto getting going now, but spots Fabwick about 8 lengths here. 3 or 4 away to Croydon Boys. Second last, Spring Bloom and Menzali last. Fabwick's off and gone, though. The South Aussie, she's shot about 5 clear of Bogey Bullet. Aston Cometto finally getting warm, but Fabwick makes her way into the Adelaide Cup final. Bogey Bullet second, Aston Cometto screaming home late. Photo fourth, Croydon Boys or White.
So Fabwick was the quickest of the heats, Mick?
Was indeed, Simon, and has come up with the red again in the final same box that she had in the heats last week. So we're going to go around a short price favourite, I would imagine, but there's plenty of good dogs in that race, and everyone loves a Group 1, as you well know.
So Fabwick's $2.30 with the fixed odds at tab.com.au. Real Simple Straw Box 3 at $4.20. Honcho Manelli from Box 4 is at $5. And Alpha Aeon from Box 6 is at $5.50. Even Springbridge is single figures from Box 8 at $7. So who do you see as the main danger to Fabwick, Mick?
I think the 3 is probably the main danger, Simon. It's an open, your market tells you there it's an open final and any one of them can win. I just tend to think the red, it was a great run in the heats. It's going to be hard to beat, especially if it jumps on the bunny like it did last week.
So that's the Fabwick, the favourite for the Adelaide Cup, which is next Friday night. Now, with the $1 million chase heats done and dusted, and first of all, Tim, we finally got a New South Wales grey through.
Mate, we did indeed. Wasn't it good to see? We've obviously got a few New South Wales dogs out of the regionals and a few place getters, but it was nice to actually break the duck at Wentworth Park in the city qualifiers last night. And there was some handy performances, as Tim did touch on a bit earlier. We had a bit of bad news, unfortunately, this morning for Queensland trainer Darren Russell, though. His smart bitch Snug, who won the Lismore regional final a few weeks back. Unfortunately, she's done a back muscle and she's going to be out of the series and will miss the semi-finals. Unfortunately, bad luck for Darren.
When have the box draws been done for the semis, Mick?
Mate, they're actually done on Tuesday, and we're not going to do anything on the Opera House or Harbour Bridge or anything like that at this stage. We'll just do them conventionally as we always do. So there'll be 8 semi-finals drawn on Tuesday morning. Around 9 mid-morning, those will be out. Also drawn for the Sydney Cup heats, which will also be on Friday evening. It'll be very interesting. The eight semis is like the Australian Cup. It's winner only through to the final. There's no second chances. There's no unlucky. There will be unlucky stories, but there's no unlucky ones. It's straight through to the final. It's winners only through to the final. So 8 quality semis on Friday night should be a great night out there, Simon.
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon that little sale would go well for it. It always seems to miss out with when they light it up, but the little one right at the end there would be perfect for the box draw.
Mate, perhaps we can look at that for the final or something similar. We'll see how it goes on Tuesday night with Racing New South Wales boys, and then we might assess from there.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Now, heats of the Sydney Cup are coming up, Mick.
Mate, they are indeed. As Tim touched on a little earlier, there was a bit of a precursor to it last night with the free-for-all, and Poco Dorado, obviously with Tornado Tears and Ripping Sam both injured at the moment, it kind of lacks a bit of class from interstate, but the locals are certainly talented. And so Loche Nero and Poco Dorado won two again last night. They'll be the leading candidates in the Sydney Cup, and that'll be a quality race. It's hard to say it's a support race, but I think everything's going to be focused on the $1 million chase. There's a lot of fantastic races on that night on October 20th. So.
And a couple of good races on Wednesday as well.
Absolutely. As I said, as I touched on, there will be a lot of good support races on October 20, including the 100,000 to the winner Masters Meteor and the Youngstar Classic 25 to the winner. Those heats will be conducted this Wednesday night, and the box draws for both will be conducted after those heats.